devil's advocates invented malarkey.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of this fine Monday. Join us on the phones at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, I was talking about the Taylor gentleman, the guy that wrote the anonymous letter, the 2018 op-ed at the New York Times. And he said, you know, basically, we overestimated the guardrails. A little bit more from his interview with Nicole Wallace, MSNBC, earlier today. I was there when we told him we were putting in place, talking about Trump, we were putting in place preparations to make 18 and 2020 the two most secure elections in American history. What did he do? He conveniently forgot the information and started to seize the narrative that it might be stolen from him so he could perpetrate this fraud on the American people and so he wouldn't look like a loser. He doesn't want to admit he's a freaking loser, Dom. So he's going to break down democracy so he doesn't have to look bad publicly.
And people will die. I mean, the guy's a narcissist, right? I mean, this is logical and really his only option.
Well, according to Taylor, the guy that wrote the, you know, anonymous op-ed, that's the one thing he cares about most. It's not upholding his constitutional oath, but trying to not look like a loser. And as a result, we're suffering the corruption of our democratic institutions.
I might look bad. I don't want to admit I lost. Rigged election, fraud, ballot boxes, suitcases.
Illegal people voting, boxes and suitcases. I mean, listen to Rudy Giuliani.
Rudy another. He's got the best ideas. 844-967-2789. Chris from Sun Prairie, our good friend, a recent birthday girl in her own right. How you doing, Chris?
Hey, Chris.
Oh, okay. I just had a call and say, what a great job you did on Fox. I just thought that was so awesome.
Thanks, Chris.
To have that opportunity. Oh, God. You know, I mean, what a way to leave it. And if you get on again.
You weren't. They're not letting me on again. I don't know what Dom's talking about, Chris. That was my very last Fox News appearance.
Well, that was a good one. It was definitely a good one. I'm glad everybody's picking up on it.
Yeah. Maybe if they'd invite me on MSNBC or CNN or, hell, I'd go back on C-SPAN if I could pick the topic once in a while.
Yeah, I was wondering about that. I was wondering if MSNBC would give you a call and pick you up. I would think they would. But
someone should call them. Do you got a phone number at MSNBC? Hey, this Crudy kid's kind of cool.
Careful about that Crudy kid.
Maybe I'll start sending them some stuff. See if you get a phone call tonight. I don't have any connections, but, you know, hey, I could try.
Well, it's probably, if it's late, it's probably Dom, and it's probably a booty call, because tomorrow's his birthday, and he's got needs and expectations, Chris.
You think tonight's bad? Wait till tomorrow, Chris.
Oh, no. Yeah, but that means it's the Trump's birthday, too, right?
Well, Ivanka better not take her phone calls either later. Chris, you got any political thoughts before we wrap it for the big day?
Well, I think they're doing a really good job with the hearings. I just hope that the people that need to be listening are actually listening and that the Attorney General is going to do something about this, because if they just trot all this stuff out, I mean, the case is there. I think we all know that. But it needs to be prosecuted, and I think that that's the important point. It has to be prosecuted. A lot of people got to go to jail. So that's my thought, and that's what we should push for, I think.
Well, I like how you think, Chris.
They're smart ladies. Thanks, Chris. Appreciate it, as always.
Fellow Gemini, we're the smartest.
We are.
No offense to the rest of you losers.
We're really, really smart.
Oh, yes. We are as smart as they come.
844-967-2789, last segment
of the day.
Gemini's
go to the top of the queue.
Yeah, absolutely they do. Crudy, I took a couple of notes from today's events. This guy, Chris Steigerwalt, the former political editor for Fox News, who apparently, you know, got fired for calling Arizona rightfully for Biden. Who knew that, you know, being accurate on your desk would get you canned? The Post says that the Fox News let him go. He's been outspoken in asserting that Fox contributed to large chunks of the population believing the election was stolen. And then they, during his testimony, they talked a little bit about, you know, some of these recounts and what to expect from a recount. And really, he laid it out. I mean, the chances of flipping, you know, tens of thousands of votes in a recount are nil. That does not happen from all the recounts. We have a accurate and fair election system. There's fraud all the time, but that's individual. It's not necessarily as described by Donald Trump and Rudy Giuliani and the crew. And he went on to say that they were better off playing the Powerball than trying to, you know, do enough recounts to overturn the election. So and to Chris's point, there's so many ways to go after all these issues. It's hard to keep them straight, you know. And so I think you got to go through the lowest hanging fruit and the grift. I mean, that's common with Trump. He's been convicted of grifting before, as Crudy mentioned. Look at Trump University. This is part of his MO, and he sold something that he was not providing or doing, and made, according to the testimony, at least $250 million in doing so. Now, if that is not motivation to continue on with the systematic destruction of the guardrails of democracy and to save your fragile ego, maybe $250 million will also help. There's lots of motivation for Donald Trump to do what he did. It's the money, making so much money, because all you suckers out there and losers are giving Trump your money. Are you convinced yet?
You know, he also called people that paid their taxes suckers and losers, Tom. And those that served their country honorably in a world war, also suckers and losers. He prefers those that don't serve their country.
That don't get so captured.
Tomorrow is a day off from the testimony, the J6 testimony, and then back on Wednesday, about 9 o'clock Central Time. We're going to lay it out for you right here on Devil Radio and the Shaw. And then also Wednesday, Thursday, skip Friday because, you know, like Dom, they like to duck out early on Friday. And then Monday, June 21st, will be one more morning hearing. And then the 23rd, Wednesday, the June 23rd, will be the coup de grace, the grand finale in prime time. I understand Adam Kinzinger is going to lead the discussion that night, kind of put a bow on it for the American people, let's hope.
Lots of Republicans and lots of testimony from Trump insiders. These are Trump, these are mega people, man.
Coffee boys, lots of coffee boys. Especially that Ivanka Trump. She checked out. She didn't even bring me the best coffee anymore.
She's a Marxist, but she's still so hot. Gross.
Mark Thompson does a fine show right here on Monday nights, the Paul Revere Show, and he's got a couple of fine guests tonight. I want to help him promote Alexis Sabar at 7 p.m. and our pal Tom Pelzowitz running for state senate 7:30 tonight on the Paul Revere Show with our pal Mark Thompson. Listen on Devil Radio, listen on the Shaw 540 a.m. and 101 FM. And don't forget, keep listening. We're going to do it for you again tomorrow, you know, on the radio. And then, you know, Wednesday and Thursday and Monday and the following Wednesday, more J6 hearings, you know, we'll be gleeful on the radio. I'm pretty sure because, you know, whom the bell tolls, it's for Trump. Have a great night.